This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. We're going to talk about guns. We're going to talk about education. We will get to emails, rebuilding things that are broken now. All that and more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I wanted to play something today that happened at the Capitol. And, well, I'll let her take it away.
When you think about, say, the Second Amendment, I urge you to ask yourself, is a piece of paper that was written by slaveholders more important than the kids whose parents didn't even get to recognize them when they were buried?
Yes, that's one. Let's just clarify, yes. First, we're going to get to her in a moment, but I want to remind you that Democrats are communists, and communists have always hurt their political opponents very, very badly. They kill them. They torture them. They imprison them. This has taken place in every single country where communism has taken hold. I know it's hard to look at your, quote, fellow countrymen in this way, but I would invite you not to take my word for it. You don't have to. I would invite you to go look at various Democrat opinion polls that have been put out on what Democrats thought should happen to you if you didn't get vaccinated. Vaccinate your children. I would encourage you to go look at some of the things, not one or two, thousands of things said in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Go look at what Democrats say about how they feel about political violence. Democrats are communists, and communists want to hurt you. Now, maybe you love guns, no guns, own guns. Maybe you don't. Maybe that's not your thing. That's fine. Set that aside. But you have to understand, they think about hurting you all the time. They believe they follow the one true religion. They do not see you as an opposing political person. They see you as a heretic attempting to destroy their God, their belief system. How have heretics been treated every time throughout history? Brutally, murdered, tortured, imprisoned. This is what communists do to their opponents. And American Democrats would love to do that to you. They at least want the freedom to do that to you. If, of course, you don't do what you're told. Look, if you do what you're told, don't hurt the revolution, then we're going to be fine. But if you think you're just going to have your opinions, well, then you need to be hurt, imprisoned. This is how they think. Now, they obviously can't advertise that. You don't want to be too forward about that. So what they've done is, for decades in this country, I mean, my goodness, this goes back to the 50s and 60s. What they've done is they've attempted to nibble around the edges of Americans and their gun ownership. Guns, firearms are so deeply embedded in the DNA of this country. The founders of this country wrote it into our founding documents. They wanted everybody to own a gun. It's not that they said you should be allowed. They wanted you to, if you go read the things they wrote. They said, you better own a gun. It's your defense against tyranny. So it's in our DNA. It's who we are. Very pro-gun country. Communists have always hated that. But you can't come right out and just charge into that brick wall if you're a communist who wants to murder your political opponents. That won't work. You'll just get rejected and dismissed. So for decades, we have been inundated with language like common sense gun laws. They love that one. Or the one Joe Biden, or the communists around Joe Biden, the one he pulled out repeatedly during his 4 years. No amendments absolute. You couldn't own a cannon, which is factually incorrect. But again, communists lie about everything all the time. That didn't bother him at all. You can't own a cannon. You couldn't own a cannon. Yes, you could. communist lie. So they try to nibble around the edges. A little gun here, a little right there. You have to have a tax stamp for a suppressor. No fully automatic, just a little bit here. Hey, aren't you common sense? Don't you want to be common sense? And when they have moments where they feel like they can move the ball forward on disarming you, then they really pounce, oftentimes with the aid of Republicans. Remember the Uvalde school shooting? Bunch of useless coward cops stood outside the classroom while children were being audibly slaughtered on the inside. The cops did nothing. Then after that, Democrats had a classroom full of dead kids, which they adore beyond belief. I have told you before, communists actually cheer when mass shootings happen because they know it helps the revolution. They had a classroom full of dead kids. Mitch McConnell promptly picks John Cornyn, senator from Texas, from blood red Texas. Hey, John, you want to work with these Democrats on gun control? Cornyn, of course, did, and they passed a gun control bill. Sometimes communists nibble around the edges. Sometimes they move faster, harder. But in the end, the goal is always the same: to disarm their political opponents so they can hurt you. They want to hurt you. Please understand that anyone trying to take away your ability to defend yourself intends to hurt you. They do. That's why they want your guns. And another tactic they use, in fact, this goes directly in line with the school shooting thing, because this young brain dead idiot communist white woman just did it. They love emotional manipulation. It's one of their primo tactics. Here she was again.
When you think about, say, the Second Amendment, I urge you to ask yourself, is a piece of paper that was written by slaveholders more important than the kids whose parents didn't even get to recognize them when they were buried? Is it more important than Jesse Gowie, who had a 6-inch hole ripped through her face? Is it more important than Sandy and Lonnie Phillips, who that's their last memory of their daughter? The answer is a resounding no. And while the Republicans in Congress might try to debate this as a political issue, it's not a political issue. You've heard from me, you've heard from Alea, and you've now heard from Matt about the devastating effects of gun violence on your life when you survive it as a young person.
It's not a political issue. She's right about that. Not for her, anyway. Maybe for you. For her, it's a religious issue. Communism is a religion. The religion of the malcontent. It is not only a religion, it's a religion that doesn't share space with any other religion on the planet. That's why they will mass slaughter any nation's religion where they take over, always have, always will. It is a religion that doesn't tolerate others. She means it when she says it's not a political issue. For her, it's not. It's quite simple for her. There are people like you out there. You probably believe in things like limited government. You probably believe, maybe you even go to church. Maybe you believe that taxes should be low. Maybe you believe borders should be secured. Well, for her, that doesn't make you a political opponent. That makes you a religious nut that opposes her religion. You are somebody trying to destroy her religion. Again, let me say, historically, what has happened to people who are deemed heretics? Heretics get burned at the stake. Heretics get fed to the lions in the Colosseum. Heretics get thrown in the river with a stone around their neck. Heretics get tied to a wheel and someone grabs a large sludge hammer and breaks all of their limbs and then left to die of exposure over the course of 2 or 3 days in the town square. That's what happens to heretics throughout history. And if you think communists wouldn't do that to you like that, if you didn't have guns, you are shockingly naive to the people you share a country with. They have told you time and time again. My goodness, they showed you right after Charlie Kirk caught a bullet in the neck on camera. On camera, we watched a wonderful 31-year-old martyr be murdered in front of his daughter, widowed, and legions of Democrats across the country didn't just celebrate, they celebrated on camera. they recorded themselves celebrating. And that was legions of them. The nicer ones just gave you kind of a half-hearted, well, I mean, he did kind of have it coming. What do you think they would do to you if you put your guns down? What do you think they would do? Why is that such a hot-button issue for communists? Come on. Don't be naive. You know exactly what they do. So tonight, clean your weapons and decide, as I decided long ago, that I will kill anybody who tries to take them away. And I mean anybody. From any walk of life, in any role, I will kill anybody who attempts to take my guns away from me because I have no choice but to assume you intend to hurt me. Don't show up at my house for my guns, period. You will find me in a cozy earth robe with my 300 blackout pointed in your face, and if you enter my property, I'll kill you. In my cozy earth robe, wouldn't that be embarrassing for you? And look, my cozy earth robe, I actually have, it has these big pockets in the front. Don't think I haven't already tested it. I can fit 3 mags apiece in those pockets. So if you bring your friends, I'll kill all of them too. CozyEarth.com lets you get one of these robes that carries 6 mags at a huge discount right now because it's Black Friday time. It's time for Black Friday. You want those Cozy Earth sheets? Everyone else does. Cozy Earth robes, everywhere pants, fancy lady face creams, and all the other incredible stuff. You want your home to be the most comfortable place on the planet? CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. Black Friday is there, up to 40% off. Go. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. That's coming up 2 days from now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't shake your head, Chris. Quit being myopic, all right? Quit being myopic. Is that 7? Is that 7 times? You think I can't get it in 3 more times before the end of the show? You are sorely mistaken, sir. Don't make that face. All right. One other thing. I'm going to use this to piggyback on a point I've made many times before. I think I made it again last night, so I won't take forever with it. How do communists destroy young women in universities? How is this so common? So common. Every single poll shows the same thing. Women, when they go to college, the longer they're there, the greater chance there is they will succumb to communism and hate you. Everyone, I've never seen one that deviates from this. Every minute your daughter spends on a college campus is a minute she gets closer to the devil. How does it happen? Well, they take what is wonderful, as the devil always does, and they twist it and divert it for evil. Your daughter, women, are born, they're made with a motherly nature. Doesn't mean every woman's going to be a mom, but they're all created by God with a motherly nature to care for something, to nurture something, especially something that is more helpless. They're made, you'll care for a baby. For my wife, it could be an animal on the side of the road. We have to pick it up. It's in her nature. But what if you could take that motherly nature and make her the mother of something else? Make her the mother of the revolution. Make her the mother of illegals, even rapists. Make her the mother of all the victims of gun violence. Make her the mother of that, and she will kill to protect it. She will do the things a mother would do for her baby. A true mother will die and kill for her children without hesitation. A communist woman will do the same thing for her children, except her children are the revolution. This young lady you're listening to right now, I'm not good with ages. I guess that happens with age. I'm 44 years old. I would guess she's young, early 20s. Certainly looks young. Chris, am I crazy about that? That early 20s or has a great skincare routine? Who knows? I don't know. But this is a young woman. How did this happen? Well, they made her a mother of something else.
When you think about, say, the Second Amendment, I urge you to ask yourself, is a piece of paper that was written by slaveholders more important than the kids whose parents didn't even get to...
I wonder if she has Republican parents. I wonder if she even grew up on the right. Maybe had a good school, celebrated Christmas where they talked about the birth of Jesus. That's coming up. Sorry, Chris. Maybe even they went to church on Sunday. And then, well, she got really good grades. She wants to be a lawyer. She really wants to go to the University of Wisconsin. She worked so hard in school. And it's $20,000 a year, but I think we can swing it, honey. After all, that's what little Tina, that's what she wants out of life. Don't we have to do that for her? We certainly can't tell her no. Hey, what's the worst that can happen?
When you think about, say, the Second Amendment, I urge you to ask yourself, is a piece of paper that was written by slaveholders more important?
Imagine what it's like if she shows up at Christmas. Those parents probably sit at home now, wishing she would come home and return to the family. They look at the stockings and they miss their baby girl. She was so cute. She got Barbie dolls when she was younger. But then they sit and think about the last interaction they had with her where she called them Hitler, fascists, spit on their Trump hats and then stormed out of the house. And then a little small part of them wishes she never came home again. She's just so terrible to be around. But hey, she had to go to University of Wisconsin.
When you think about, say, the Second Amendment, I urge you to ask yourself, is a piece of paper that was written by slaveholders more important than the kids whose parents didn't even get to recognize them when they were buried?
She's a mother of something else. Jesse. I'm a civil engineer working on waterways and concrete dams. Listened to Rush for years. I now enjoy listening to you on my drive home. I think we need to get more conservative voices on Reddit. That's some online messaging board. The few times I've commented, I'm attacked viciously, so on and so forth. We need to fight these communists on all fronts if we hope to rid the country of this sickness. Okay, so the reason I brought this up, the reason I read this is it's a worthy email. It's a worthy notion, right? There's an online chat room. I guess, I don't know if you describe it as a chat room. Reddit, it's not a chat room, Chris. A message board. Sorry, I'm not on there. I'm not aware. I'm sure I'm quite popular on there. There's an online message board, and apparently it's full of commies. And should we go in there? Should we go in there and post messages? Well, maybe, maybe not. And I'm not talking about Reddit in particular. Let's talk about all of social media, all of this internet world, especially where the communists should be found. Should you go there? Before we talk about that, let's talk about what you definitely should do. You definitely should protect your retirement. Whole countries are currently protecting themselves by buying gold and silver. It's a tale as old as time. The second you start to sniff, we might have some financial troubles coming. What do? With all the other fancy things and this and that, what do? You buy things you can touch and feel. What has stood the test of time? Everything else has risen and fallen. This currency and that currency, yet gold remains. Make it part of your retirement and let Gold Co. do it for you. They've earned over 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. You might even get free bonus silver if you qualify. 855-817-GOLD or visit jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, email us, or if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Ob is out of town. Again, I know what you're thinking. Again, listen, there's nobody more exasperated by it than her. there was a death. It was really, really sad death. Someone she knows, she's out of town, left town this morning. So she's going, and a bunch of her girlfriends from college are going to be at this funeral. So she had to fly out, and she's in California. And this is a text I got from her. I'll read it to you earlier. I messed up the whole thing. I sat beside a vegan on here, and now I'm drinking through a paper straw. Welcome to California. Poor thing. So a couple of things. I feel like I screwed up. The phone has gone a little dark ever since what happened earlier. Chris is already laughing. I told you she was gonna, a bunch of her girlfriends, her girlfriends from college are going to be there. And they're all young ladies at various stages in their lives. And at least one of them has a new baby. Okay, I'm happy. I've told you before to get married. Find yourself somebody, get married and make babies. I want you to make babies, please. Go make babies. It's great. Happy. I like kids. But she texts me a picture of the baby. Now, this creates a dilemma. She knows me. You know me. If I said to her, she sends me this picture of this baby, and I said to her, oh my gosh, with all the exclamation points and hearts and things like that women put in there, that's the cutest thing ever. She's going to think I'm making fun of her because she knows that that's not me, but she sent the picture, so I have to say something. I have to respond. So I gave the thumbs up. Thank you, Chris. What's wrong with that? Nothing. It's been radio silence ever since. Haven't heard a word since then. I feel like something went wrong, or something got lost in translation. What am I supposed to say? That's one. Two, before I get to the emails. Taking the boys out for pizza tonight after the show. A little late pizza. Ob's gone. We don't have to hear any. That's not good for you. So what, Chris? We're going out for pizza. This pizza place we go to, they have one of their specialty pizzas. It's not really a specialty, but they call it a specialty, where it's extra cheese, extra pepperoni. And this is one of the ones that they put extra cheese and extra pepperoni on there. They mean it. My oldest, James, and I have to get a separate one because my youngest says it's too much cheese and too much pepperoni. What am I supposed to do with that? With kids, you try to guide them to the light. You try to teach them right from wrong, and then they just spit it back in your face like that. Too much cheese, too much pepperoni. It's like last night, he had a swim meet. It was late. It was friggin' late. We got home 10 o'clock at night. So don't judge me. I had to pull him through some fast food on the way home. It was a mess. And we went through Raising Cane's. I know, Chris. Look, it wasn't my call. I wasn't eating, okay, pal? I try to dial down on the fast food as much as I can, so I had to take him through Raising Cane's. It was on the way. It was convenient. He loves it. He starts dipping his little chicken strips in the Cane's sauce. I said, excuse me, what are you doing? He said, Dad, this is the best stuff ever. I almost pulled over. I have lectured these kids about the beauty of hot sauces and dips and ranches their entire life, and they have always rejected it. No, I don't want any. And no, I don't want any. And now they're starting to wake up to the glory of it. And I feel like they've wasted so many years of their lives. What, Chris? What? That's a very good point, Chris. I'm looking at it the wrong way. Their lives are just getting started. Every man's life is divided in two parts. When he first discovers the glory of Raising Cane's sauce, there's a before and there's an after. Their strips are actually garbage. They're terrible, rubbery trash, but that sauce is so good. Dear Jesse, I heard the news today that the prosecutors in James Comey's case made a lot of procedural errors. got me thinking this is how the DOJ is going to make sure none of these deep staters who broke the law are sent to prison. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how legit the, quote, mistakes are. I'm sure there are mistakes. When we are playing in the jurisdictions we're playing in, you know what I mean, with commie juries and commie judges, perfection is almost required here. And remember that we don't have a deep bench of attorneys that we can hire to prosecute these cases. Another huge problem. This isn't just the communist nature of law schools in this country, which is a huge, huge deal. Anyone familiar with it knows it's a huge deal. It's not just the communist nature of the American Bar Association, which is a huge, huge deal. Part of it is the war communists raged against any lawyer who worked with Donald Trump over the last 10 years. We're talking attempted disbarment. Remember when Donald Trump was getting charged with the most ridiculous felonies in the world? Remember that he couldn't get one of these New York City high-priced law firms to represent him? This is the former president of the United States of America and a billionaire, and he couldn't get anyone to take him on. Why? Is it just because they're all commies? No. Who wants to go through the headache? Who wants to go through getting assaulted by all the communists? He had to go to some smaller law firm. I think it was out of Florida, some boutique law firm out of Florida. Chris, quit being myopic. Out of Florida. Attorneys don't want to go work for the Justice Department under a Republican. They don't want to go be U.S. attorneys. They don't want to prosecute these cases. Attorneys, especially ones you'd want, are people who went to, you know, all that law school. Then you're digging in for your legal career and you're hoping to make a great living someday. No one goes to be a lawyer so they can be poor. And you're facing the prospect of not being able to find a job because you happen to work for Donald Trump, and communists are vicious savages who won't tolerate something like that. It's a big deal. So we're going to end up with a lot of these critically important cases in districts that are hostile to us anyway, and we're going to have some morons in there prosecuting these cases because you have to scrape the bottom of the barrel to find someone who wants to do it. And I'm not calling any of these individuals morons yet. We don't know that yet. But you're going to have to go 10 for 10. You're going to have to be really, really, really good. You're going to have to be bordering on perfect, and we likely don't have the personnel to be perfect. We're going to have to adjust expectations going forward. I want exactly what you want. The people who use their government positions to abuse the political opposition, I believe those people should be sent to prison for the rest of their lives. And that's some of them. I believe some of them should be tried and executed. I do. You can't use the CIA. You can't use the CIA for your political party. That can never, ever happen again. And the only way to ensure that doesn't ever happen again is to strap whoever did it to an electric chair and air it live on NBC. That's how you ensure that kind of thing never happens again. We're not going to get that. I'm not naive. Neither are you. But I am interested in saving my country, and that's why I say things like that. We still have another segment left. If that was too much for you, it's because you haven't been taking your chalk. You know what's happened to you if that was too much for you?
Why are you gay?
That's what's happened. Do you want to stop that? How about a 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days? What if you were full of pep and ready to go all the time? Male Vitality Stack from Chalk is about to change your life, whatever your age is. We have T levels dropping because we have estrogens everywhere. We shower them. How gross is that? I think about it all the time now, that when I'm in the shower in the morning, not only do I not need shampoo because I'm bald now, I'm showering in estrogen. Wow. Reverse it without jamming a needle in your arm at the local clinic. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription at chalk.com, promo code Jesse. And now, during November, they're giving out a free $99 bag of chocolate powder. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Be full of pep and ready to go. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. You can email us love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. A reminder that predators enter the profession of teacher, and I don't just mean the kitty-ditty types. I'm talking about communist predators who are there to destroy the mind and soul of your children. This is Libs of TikTok. Well, courtesy of Libs of TikTok.
My name's Teacher Green, and something I like about my classroom is that my students built the trans flag last year.
We have the pleasure of reading a book called Melissa about a transgender fourth grade girl, and it was very impactful for all of us. Afterwards, we built the trans flag using the shapes of our hands.
Does everybody agree with the gender they were assigned?
No.
Some of us, maybe. Some of us might go, yeah, that's definitely me. But some of us might be looking at that paper and going, I'm not a boy, I'm not a girl. And that's exactly how trans people feel. This week is Trans Visibility Week. What does it mean to be visible? Yes, to be.
Why are you gay?
Those men didn't take jobs as teachers so they could teach your child math. They are predators. They are recruiting and training soldiers of the revolution. They hate you. They hate your values. They need your child to be mentally and spiritually broken beyond repair, because a mentally and spiritually broken child will be a useful communist foot soldier for the until the end of their days, or until they change their ways. That's why they also say things like this.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child.
That's because they want your child. They want to take your child from you and destroy them. And then, you know, look, I know. Your kid wants to go to Columbia. Who doesn't want to go to Columbia? Ivy League. They have to have a good life. If they don't go to Columbia, they won't get a good job. After all, she always wanted to be a doctor. What's the worst that can happen? You show up at her graduation?
I promise to self-reflect diligently, to confront unconscious prejudices, and to develop the skills, knowledge, and character necessary to engender an inclusive, equitable field of medicine. Let us bow our heads in recognition of the gravity of this oath. We swear to faithfully engage with these ideals and obligations for the ongoing betterment of medicine and humanity.
Cost to rebuild Baltimore's Key Bridge, toppled by a cargo ship last year, is expected to double. You know, life is imperfect sometimes, but we talk a lot, or I shouldn't say we all do. There are people out there who talk about the things we used to build in the country, beautiful things, beautiful buildings and bridges. And you'll often see things like that, this where people say, hey, why don't we build stuff like that anymore? Well, the truth is that we have taxed and regulated and controlled away that country. So now, if some cargo ship slams into a beautiful bridge in Baltimore, it's not even possible for you to build it again, because Democrats have controlled that area for so long, they'll prevent anything like that from being built ever again. Also, I realize I teased something and never followed up on it. Not that I would ever do that. The guy asked the question about going into social media and message boards and these commie areas. We have to go in there and have our voices heard. It's a very valid question, and it's a valid cause, but be careful, because remember that you're cavorting with demons. This is demonic. Communism is demonic. And if you go to some place like Blue Sky is a good example. When Elon Musk bought Twitter and turned it into a place where people can actually speak, the communists got mad about that because they want all their political opponents censored, and they created some online thing called Blue Sky. I've never been on it, but I've seen it. It's the most poisonous stuff you've ever seen in your life. It's just straight up poison. And you're welcome to waltz into there and create an account and say something to the effect of, I don't think you need your seventh booster shot. You're welcome to say something like that, but I don't think what you'll find is minds changed. I think what you'll find is you are negatively affecting your life, that you are actually hurting yourself, your own mental health, your own soul. Look, if there was a party across the street and there were demons in the party, it was 100 people there and they were all demons. I'm talking ugly, gross ones, horns and everything. Would you waltz across the street and have a beer with them to try to change their ways? Or do you think that might be an unhealthy, dangerous situation? Just be careful out there, all right?
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
DHS begins tracking 450,000 migrant kids lost under the Biden administration. Just remember that they're not lost. They were not lost. The Biden administration brought them in on purpose. They knew very well those kids would be human trafficked. This happened. This started happening immediately. The Biden administration facilitated the largest child slavery ring in the history of mankind. The office vacancy rate in the U.S. has moved up to 20%, the highest level in history. Part of this is the automation of jobs. Part of this goes back to the insane COVID days where we decided a Zoom call was the same thing as a work meeting and a handshake and looking somebody in the eye. And I remember a very handsome yet balding radio host who told you this was going to be a problem. Mexico rejects Trump's offer of military strikes against cartels. Again, well, who asked Mexico? This is why we need to go in there and conquer it. And keep going south. We'll let El Salvador remain just where they are. We keep going south, conquer just the northern countries of South America. We don't want to get too greedy. Have ourselves a nice little thing going. Dad, or devoted dad, pops 81 matches up his nose after kids beg him to break the world record. Is that a devoted dad or is that a demented dad? I don't even know what it means to pop a match up my nose. Either way, I'm going to go get pizza with the fellas. That's all.